The deflection off Gibson. Rooney. Dramatic finish at Old Trafford. And Everton should clear, and Gibson does. And that is the final moment of the game. Mike Jones blows the final whistle. And Manchester United leave the door ajar to Manchester City in the race for the title.
Good night, everyone, and welcome to episode 17 of the FPL Vibes podcast, brought to you by SoccerWarriors.net. So tonight I'm joined as usual by co-host Toussaint. So vibes, Toussaint?
Everything cool. Good night. Good morning to everybody.
All right, and tonight we have a special guest on the program, top 20 from the Andrew Samuel League, and Kosi. What vibes, Kosi?
I did. Welcome myself to our big show, man.
Whole season you're ducking away, but you finally reach.
Yeah, well, you know, people that want my body, you know, the whole FPL curse, that's, you know. I stay away for a long time, but, you know, I played for fun now, so I can come on.
We'll see.
You're playing for fun and in the top 20?
Yeah, but I played for fun next year, man. We're going to do a different story next year.
Wow.
Top 10. How the last week treat you there? I know this is game week, that was game week 35.
Well, I do too bad. I make 50-something points, but I take a big minus. I bought Suarez, and he failed me again. So, you know, I suffer for that right now.
But you're seeing, boy, you really believe in them Liverpool, boy, not me, no?
Well, I'm looking at the fixtures. I'm just hoping that, you know, they'll catch themselves. You know?
True. What about you, Toussaint? So how do we treat you?
I think I moved up from, I think it was like position 14 or 15 to position like 13, so not much movement, but as I keep saying, since Mazi week 1 or week 2, the goal is top 10, so I'm still fighting, trying to get there. I think I like, let me check it, like 9 points behind 10th position right now, so I will turn distance to make the move before the end of the season, 3 more weeks, and I know I still am a wild card. I hope it really works out for me in this double week.
Good thing to have.
Yeah, so I'm hoping the patience pay off and the wildcard vault me into the top 10. I mean, as long as I finish in the top 10, I'll be satisfied with the season.
As you said, double week there, I mean, normally we kind of do the podcast every couple weeks, but we just thought that with this being probably the biggest week of the season, left in the season.
Not probably, definitely.
Yeah, probably decide plenty mini leagues and decide plenty things going forward that we would try and get to put something together real quick, you know, just to preview it and probably give a little insight on it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's very good, but we could talk about some other things too before we start, and the biggest one, seeing as you're a Chelsea fan, is what is your emotions right now as going through to the Champions League final?
Boy, that was I finally come down. I was on a high all day. That was one of the biggest wins I see from in a long, long time, you know. Backs against the wall, down to 10 men since the first half, and the pull out that win against Barcelona is something else, you know. Although Kosi, as a tradition, when we have guests on the program, they declare what team they support. So can you please tell us who is your team?
Barcelona FC for life.
Wow, you don't have to be that harsh, though, but wow. That's why we just ask men why is the EPL team. So you're trying to really bust tight on the man right now.
Nice sporting. You know where I stand. You know where I stand.
Yeah. Congrats to all the Chelsea fans out there. I mean, I don't really care for that team too much, but reaching a Champions League final is a big thing. So I don't hate get Jack the jacket. Big win. Congrats to all the Chelsea men out there celebrating and drinking right now.
Okay, real congratulations, Omar. First of all, I owe you something. But
we are a little side bet running on the game.
Wow.
But yeah, man. I mean, you know, only had it a couple of years ago, and you know, it come back around. So
yeah, a couple that but on getting onto the fantasy, that Chelsea moving on could have impact in a lot of ways. Like now they have a double game week. You think they're gonna rest men after the game against Barca?
No, I was gonna say I think they already started to rest during the game because you see the rest matter. I started to pull off Drogba early because they're already expecting players to, you know, proceed in the week a little rested.
Yeah, because they have a double week, and I don't know if Di Matteo going to rotate. Then they also have a FA Cup final coming up against Liverpool, but they're still trying to get fourth place as well. And then also, again, if they win the Champions League and don't get fourth place, the fourth place team will not go in the Champions League. They'll go in the Europa League. So there's plenty implications by Chelsea progressing right now. Like if Newcastle or Tottenham finish fourth, they'll be hoping Chelsea lose in the Champions League final.
No, it has some things happening in the game though that could kind of give us some ideas of that rotation. And first of all, you had Cahill getting injured in the game, which means that unless Luiz come back, you could kind of say Terry and Ivanovic pretty much gonna have to play through them games, right? The right back might be. I mean, if Luiz do come back, then it might have Ivanovic go to right back, or you have Bosingo as an option. But at least it kind of clear up the. The other thing too is with the you know, we had men like Ramirez and Merylles and Ivanovic and Terry being suspended for the final. It means that when you're looking at coming on, probably not for this upcoming games, but to the end of the season, where you feel well, men might get rotated. Looking at that Champions League final, they don't have that to study again, so they're gonna be playing through them games too, you know.
Yeah, because they have a lot of games left. They have like four EPL games, the FA Cup final, and the Champions League final.
Yeah. So I guess I'll be interested to see what happened this weekend. The other side story with that, the next game coming up, the Chelsea QPR. QPR fighting relegation, so they've been playing hard. But at the same time, you have that whole Terry incident coming up. The scene with Anton Ferdinand, so I don't know how that go, you know, affect the motivation or what for QPR. If, you know, it could be a rough game because of that, you know. But
I mean, if that's QPR motivation, they have a problem. They should be, their motivation should be staying in the Premiership.
Yeah, well, exactly. Both things, you know, both.
They, you know, that, both that should fronts. Be their main motivation right now to stay up next year. I mean, many people thought Marcus would have them out of the trouble by now, and it just didn't work out like that. So they have a fight on their hands. There are some tough games coming up because they had to play Chelsea and Man City still away. So they have some really, really hard games coming up. So they got to fight really hard to stay out of relegation.
Yeah. And well, the other big news from the last game week could have been the Manchester-Everton game, the 4-4 that basically threw the title race back on.
Yep, that was a heartbreak for me. That was a real heartbreak for me. I don't even want to talk about it too much.
Yeah, right now, Man City is just chopping there, you know, just smacking their lips. Good times for them now because they have more goals than Man United, and they have the momentum, which is a very big thing when it comes to the end of the season.
Definitely, I mean, my main thing in my mind is what for the derby coming up on Monday. Actually, I surprised the game on a Monday first to begin, but my main thing is what tactics Alex is going to use. Sometimes lately, I find in big, big games, like he tend to play defensive sometimes. Like he might just have Rooney up there on his own. I don't know if he's going to stick with Rooney and Welbeck. I don't know if Scholes been doing really good since he come back, but I don't know how Scholes going to hold up against the physicality of somebody like Yaya or like the Young. In the middle, you know, Scholes and Carrick really had to step the game up to fight off against the physicality of the Man City midfield. I'm really not too worried about like Evra holding down Nasri or Silva, whoever on his side. But in the last game, Rafael had a real poor game, so I want to see if Sir Alex is gonna bring in like Phil Jones on the right back. That game is gonna be really interesting for me, like lineup wise. I'd be really interested to see the lineup Sir Alex put out. And also see the mentality that United play with, like if they come out defensive or if they're trying to go and get early goal and, you know, really rock City, because then City had to come back and win. Because I think
and
City have
think
to win this game.
That, you have to. At least to draw it up in terms of points.
Yeah, City have to win the game.
Yeah, the situation is if City has to win, if City win the game, they put a hand on the title because they're going to be on level on points, but City will be probably better on goal difference.
Yes, they will be. They will be.
But so the situation is if City would be going out all to win, I should think, because if they don't, and you know, they leave Manchester League going into the last two games, they pretty much
City even have the harder schedule after the derby still, because they away to Newcastle, who fighting for fourth, And then they home to QPR who trying to fight off relegation.
Yeah.
While United have Swansea and Sunderland who just in mid-table.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget it. Don't forget the X Factor. Tevez. He's back. And he do not like Man United. So, you know what's going on there. He's going to be fighting very hard in that game.
For real. I'm not really a big fan of either of these sides, but I just glad, just in terms of the interest, as a neutral, the interest of the league that, you know, I really don't like with leagues when it come down the last few weeks and the title already decided and teams don't really have nothing to play for, you know. So you're going to make that game Monday real, real big.
I think the Premiership as a whole, I'm a fan of Serie A, I'm a fan of La Liga, but I think the Premiership as a whole, usually every year it comes down to like relegation battles, top four battles. I mean, in some leagues, the relegated teams don't know, the top four don't know. So the Premiership usually had a suspense.
Yeah.
That's true.
So with this in mind, I know from the previous episode, 2 cents, you say you have your wild card. Koshi, what about you? You have yours, or?
No, I used mine early in the season, so I got as fortunate as 2 cents.
All right, so let me ask, without the wild card, right? If you have Manchester City and Man United players on your side, how are you going to really deal with that? Like, you're going to look to go for double players and look away from them, or you're going to still kind of hold on to some through this game week and then for the games after?
Well, when it comes to that derby, I let go Rooney, first of all, because his buyback price is not far from. And then what I did was also I put Evans on my bench. So that was my strategy, just to get rid of the bigger player. I don't have much City players, but I'm intending to buy them after the double game week, though.
My strategy, I would say, would be not just wait till this weekend. Weeks ago, I would have been like preparing my team with double week players. That's if I didn't have my wild card, obviously. I would have already 2, 3, 4 weeks ago start getting double week men in already to have enough by this week, because I wouldn't want to come this week and have to like make 4 transfers and minus like 8, 12 points or something. I would want to be prepared from go, so that this week at the most I would minus is like 4 points. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, for me, I that was kind of my thinking, but then when I saw Manchester City 2 fixtures in the short term, I went for Aguero. And it kind of paid off. He did well in the last couple games he had before this, but now I'm in a situation where I still have 3 Manchester United players, 2 Manchester City players, and no free transfers to play with. So it might be that I might just get rid of a couple, but we still had to, you know, hold on to the rest. Maybe bench a couple and...
Yeah, but I just personally don't believe in minusing too many points. So I usually wouldn't go for more than a minus 4. So, I mean, it's hopefully people were prepared for it. And
To me, when I work on the minus, especially if it's a double week. You know, once a man making back the 4 points over the 2 games, at least he pay for himself, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's always at the threat of rotation, and sometimes men don't even make back the points here minus 2, so.
Yeah.
You gotta be really careful. You gotta be really careful.
You gotta be sure players to come in and get that points back. Right.
I mean, so that's just my input would be, don't even minus more than 4 points.
Yeah.
Don't go for the minus 8 and the minus 12s and put yourself in a big pool.
Alright. So, first, when we look at the teams that have double games this week, and let me just quickly go through them one by one to kind of get a feel of if you would target players from each side, right? So, let me start with Liverpool. 2 cents. How you feel about the prospects? They home to Fulham. And
I doubt I would have any Liverpool double game week players. The fact that they might be resting men for the FA Cup, because like men like Gerrard and them, they've been resting him a while. I'm sure if it was like important games, he would be playing. Suarez not really firing, he on and off. Somebody like Maxi does look good, but the coach might play him every 3-4 games. So I really wouldn't go with Liverpool, to be honest.
All right, what about you, Gosi?
Well, right now I have 2 Liverpool players.
All right, so you're going in on
Suarez, and I have So I play in them because I already have them. But if I didn't, I'd be just like Daryl and not choose them to start with.
Yeah, the form kind of, they lost to West Brom. And then what about Chelsea? Home to QPR and home to Newcastle. On paper, if it was like a few months ago, I might just say, yeah, that's two nice games. But the reality is QPR fighting survival, Newcastle fighting for fourth. So what do you feel about the Chelsea prospect?
I mean, it's just about figuring out who's going to play. But I think it's good games. I mean, well, you know, it's like one game you might get Drogba, one game you might get Torres, one game you might get Lampard, the next you might get Morelos. So, other than the defense, as was previously said, I wouldn't really go with too many Chelsea. I might gamble on somebody like Amata, but I really wouldn't go with too many Chelsea other than defense.
And you, Koshi?
I concur with that. It's only Mata I will actually think about getting from Chelsea because he's needed in his side. He's one I'm moving the chains right now.
All right, and Stoke, home to Arsenal, home to Everton. Koshi.
Stoke? Huh. I don't know. It's been so inconsistent all season. It's kind of hard to choose that Stoke, man, and go away for those two games, all those home games. But I wouldn't really put my neck on, you know, my head on a block for them now.
Yeah, other than like maybe a goalkeeper, I wouldn't really go with too many with Stoke.
Alright. And Fulham, away to Everton, away to Liverpool.
The only person I choose out of that whole Fulham side is Dempsey. Because of his form, that's the only person I choose.
Same here.
Alright. Everton, home to Fulham, away to Stoke.
Well, that's a side I think people should invest in. I mean, Jelavich, Pina, Osman, Jack Yelka, Distin, Hibbert. Yeah, you have some good men on that team that people should be looking into right now. And their schedule after that game nice as well. I know they're not really playing for much in terms of like Europe or anything, but apparently that team fighting, just as was seen in the comeback against United this week, that team still fighting.
Plus, they're on a momentum right now. After that Man U draw, you know they're going to go very hard for those two that double game week.
And I didn't even mention Fellaini. He was like the man of the match in that game, Fellaini.
Exactly.
All right, now this might be a little tricky one here. Tottenham, home to Blackburn, away to Bolton.
You have to choose that Tottenham, man. It doesn't matter which player you choose in terms of Bale, Van der Vaart, the four, if you want a punt, but you have to choose a Tottenham man because they're fighting for third place in the EPL. So you need at least two Tottenham men on your side. I would say a defensive guy and attacking person.
Tottenham, picking a Tottenham man giving me the most headaches going into this week because it's real difficult to know who to buy, especially in attacking terms. Like Adebayo, I heard fallout with the coach Redknapp. Defoe very inconsistent. Bale kinda going off the boil lately. Van der Vaart, I don't know if he might get rested for one of the games, although they're trying to get into that top four, so Redknapp might play in both games. I mean, Modric don't really do anything in terms of fantasy. He's a great player, but in terms of fantasy, Modric don't really have much impact. Lennon just came back from injury, so it really been in my mind right now which Tottenham player I will be going into the double game weekend. That's like the biggest decision I left to make right now. That might take what's like Friday night actually.
Bolton away to Sunderland, home to Spurs.
Bolton, I mean, well, we saw today Petrov score a penalty, so that's always good. I mean, defensively, Bolton not really going to keep much clean sheets, but Petrov look good. I mean, they have guys going forward. Mark Davies in a penalty today. Ngog score a goal. I will never buy Ngog in my team, but no. Score a goal, you do something. So they have one or two players they can maybe take a chance on, but mostly Petrov.
I have a little dilemma in that I hold in Miachi from Bolton for a while now, basically, with all these double weeks they have in hand. But he keep getting a little 45-minute sweat, 60-minute sweat. So it's like, when I look at my starting lineup, I was like, all right, well, I have him there as a double week, but really and truly, he mightn't do much, you know?
Newcastle
is away to Wigan, Yeah, we had Wigan away at Chelsea. We'll see.
Well, to me, I would say get Cissé. You're the person out of that side, Cissé, and maybe the keeper. Because right now, they're fighting for that fourth place, and I think they want it very bad. So, getting the Cissé right now, Papis, will be very nice.
For me, out of all my friends I've spoken to this week, I think I'm like the only person I know who thinking of going into the double week without Cissé. So yeah. that says a lot about the impact that he has had, but I don't know.
I actually not on that same train of thought, just because, I just think, you know, like, he scored, what, like 9-10 games?
I think 11 and 10.
Right. That run had to stop at some point. I think that Wigan, away to Wigan, real hard, especially because Wigan lose that last game to Fulham, because that put them right back down in the relegation battle. So we're going to be really looking at our game for points. We'll be playing them hard. And then the away to Chelsea is also that is like a straight shot battle for the fourth place. Yeah. And I don't think Chelsea will let up in that game either. So I think I actually, you know, it goes song bad, but I'm hoping this is where Cissé run come to end.
A lot of people told me they're going to get him and they're going to captain him. And I mean, so it actually had me worried in a sense that, me, you know, it had me thinking back and forth, like, maybe I should get him just to, like, hold off people behind me. But so that's another big decision this week for me, whether I should get Cissé into my team. But right now, I'm leaning towards no. But I would say the majority of people I've spoken to leaning towards yes. And just one other thing I want to point out to besides the double game week teams, like going back to not minusing too many points, we should point out the guys who just have one game this week, but they have a good fixture, like Odem Wingi home to Aston Villa, Sigurdsson home to Wolves. So it's half men that, you know, you don't necessarily need to like minus points and get 11 double game week men in your team. I mean, Aguero in form, even though he home to United, Aguero could still score some goals against United. I mean, they score 6 against us earlier in the season, you know?
So let me ask you the big question. Van Persie, you think he's scoring against Stoke? Away to Stoke? Is he worth holding through the double game week?
I mean, he was just voted the player of the year. I mean, that might boost him, you never know.
I'd keep him on my side. I'd definitely keep him on my side because he have actually good fixtures after the double game week too. You don't want to let go all the players just for double game week players because you do have to think forward.
Well said.
Alright, so I think we basically cover, you know, the game week 36. And then in terms of, when 36 is done and it does settle, they have to get 37 and 38. Strategies towards the end of the season.
Well, I mean, I think Kosi said it well just now. You have to look forward, so you need to keep men in your team with good fixtures after the double game week. If you look at the fixtures, I mean, I would say Wigan away to Blackburn and home to Wolves, so you might want to keep a Moses in your team, somebody like that. Spurs beside the double game week still have good games. I mean, Man United have good games. Everton have good games. So a lot of teams, Van Persie are good fixtures.
And you have to look at it. The next thing you have to look at is that these some of them teams and them is what they're fighting for. The teams you want to get is teams that actually want to fight. Fighting for third place, second place, first place, and out of the relegation zone. That's where you want to get on their side.
I have a question. I know we're running out of time, but one question. In terms of the fact that Arsenal missing Walcott and Arteta now, you think that could also affect Van Persie's scoring goals like a supply line?
I think it could. I think because you don't have Walcott flying down that wing. But I think what Wenger said is with Arteta being out, it'll be Diaby who'll be looking to fill in, and then I assume maybe for Walcott it might be Jovinho. But okay. It really could affect the cutting edge. The thing is, though, when you look at it, okay, Stoke, I mean, they lost 3-0 to Newcastle. They really didn't look too interested in that game. You know, they are one of those sides, Coach, you just talk about that really have nothing to play for. They're probably around 10, 11. You know, they're just looking forward to the summer. So they might, you know, even though it look on paper look a little difficult, who knows? They might just, you know, they might come up short with Arsenal playing for something. And then after that, Arsenal have Norwich, and I think is West Brom, is it?
Yeah.
So yes, you know, what could not be in there could affect the supply line, but the fixture is still strong.
Yeah, but another thing I can mention about Arsenal is that if Chelsea wins the Champions League, God forbid, that they're going to have to play for two, half, because there's no other way to get into the Champions League.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It does make it more serious for Spurs and Arsenal.
And Newcastle, don't forget.
And Newcastle, and Chelsea. So yeah, I mean, I think we basically run the, you know, we cover the upcoming game week 36 and beyond. So just to run through the picks, I mean, Kosi, who you like for the captain this week?
This week I go with Spurs, man. So I like Bale.
All right, and what about you, two sons?
I'll go the man who scored two against Man United, Jelavich.
All right, I will go with Dempsey, away to Everton, and that Liverpool game actually is something I wanted to mention. It's falling just a few days before the FA Cup final, so it could be that Liverpool could be resting men in that game, so that's something to consider. What about a cheap pick for the week, Kosi?
Well, I'm going with Siggy Sigurdsson from Swansea. He's cheap and he's informed, so I'll keep him on my side.
And he home to Wolves, most importantly.
Exactly.
I'll go with Ben Arfa. I mean, two away games, but he might do something. He's producing magic, momentum magic this season, so maybe he have something in him still.
Yeah, what about, you know, just a break quick, what about, I heard people talking Kabaye before Ben Arfa.
I mean, well, that's obviously based on the performance he had this weekend where he played a little higher up the pitch. Because they had Bar out on the left and they played Kabay behind CC. So he was playing a little higher, and as a result, he got two goals and I think an assist.
Yeah.
But that might be for all season. Whole season, he wasn't saying nothing really until this weekend, really.
Yeah.
So he had 5 goals for the whole season. So, right. It's a choice.
With my cheap pick, I'm going with Osman from Everton. Now, in terms of the fixture that jump, the teams that to give you a clean sheet points this week. Who you like there, Kosi?
Well, I actually like Tottenham because they have the best schedule, I think, in terms of double game week.
I would say Everton because they have a lot of options at the back. I don't think Bain's going to be ready, but they had Hibbert get some assists. They have Jagielka could come up and score a little header, same with Distin. Howard could get some clean sheets and some saves.
Right, I will say Chelsea, especially coming off the higher the qualifying for the final today, to get some clean sheets in them game.
Well, if I don't buy CC, I would really hope Chelsea can get a clean sheet in the Newcastle game.
pick Terry because he home. He get a red card today.
Mm. Alright, what about the fixture jump out at here for goals this week? Kosi.
Fixer jump out with goals. I'd go with Everton because I think, in terms of momentum, they can really get something going this weekend.
Alright, what about you, two cents?
I think the Bolton fixtures look good for goals. Away to Sunderland and home to Tottenham. I think any game Bolton playing, this has some goals in it, and they give up goals and they score goals, so. I think the Bolton games need to be looked at for some goals.
Alright, well, I'm actually just going to look away from the double for this game, and that's Swansea home to Wolves. Wolves are already relegated, so absolutely nothing to play for, probably depressed, you know, and Swansea might take advantage of that. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's basically it to take us through. I think we're going to do... two cents, we're going to do one last podcast to close out the season to round it off.
Maybe yeah, definitely.
Game week 38. And then we can wrap up the season. Any last words there?
Oh, just wanna shout out, I guess, the SoCaWarriors.net as usual for hosting us. Actually lying with Kosi this week. This weekend going here, so I'm meeting men from the SoCaWarriors.net. We hanging out. Shout out to the fellas on the BBM chat. Shea and Ribs and Andre Samuel. Also looking at the end of the season, I guess to continue the talk, maybe if we're not doing a show, it's at the Euros coming up, it's at the NBA playoffs coming up, so I'm looking to join Twitter probably right after the season done, so look for me.
Yeah, and I just want to say, you know, it's a pleasure being on the show. All the time I fight not to be at it, but it's a pleasure being here with all the fellas. Good things what they're doing, I have to keep it up.
And Kosi,
yes, sir.
All season we're in a battle against each other, and I find tonight at the start of the show you come and talk, you're playing for fun. Now, I know if there's some kind of covert, some kind of like,
you're kind of we still battling.
Yeah.
But don't be like, I give up on it.
Alright. Shout out to JDB, I'm trying to stay on top of you. Touches, I see you up to like 2. It's getting serious.
Getting serious.
Right now, Touch's wife must be bringing real water for him.
Good luck, everybody. Good luck.
Good luck. And Kosi, thanks for blessing us up on the pod, man.
No problem, man. Thank you. Anytime.
Alright, guys. Good night.
Good night.